Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, September 2nd, Labor Day. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, Jack Neal and Hank Pickering with the Northeast Texas Trail. On the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page, after Carol Taylor's visit and our discussion of Cumbie's history as Black Jack Grove, Daryl Bull says, "My dad was born in Cumbie in 1909, and our family lived on Bull's Hill till the 1960s. Thanks, Daryl. Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, the proportion of Harvard students who graduate with honors, 4 out of 5. Well, you get what you pay for. Birthdays. Born this day in 1948, astronaut Krista McAuliffe. Quite a day for birthdays in the sports world. Basketball great Nate Tiny Archibald, 71. Terry Bradshaw, also 71. Tennis great Jimmy Connors, 67. SMU and NFL great Eric Dickerson is 59. This day in history, September 2nd, 1666, the Great Fire of London, which destroyed the homes of 70,000 of the city's 80,000 people, and also St. Paul's Cathedral. On this day in 1901, Vice President Teddy Roosevelt, appearing at the Minnesota State Fair, offers this advice: speak softly and carry a big stick. From the History Channel.
I mean, his famous quote is speak softly and carry a big stick.
Meaning you don't have to yell at people abroad, but at every minute you have to be militarily prepared. The big stick is your arsenal. It is your navy.
So we sang the chorus from Atlanta to the sea while we were marching through Georgia.
On this day in 1864, Union forces under General William Tecumseh Sherman occupy Atlanta. And life was never the same for Scarlett O'Hara, he said, carelessly mixing fact and fiction. This day in 1945, Japan formally surrenders to the Allies, ending World War II.
The U.S. battleship Missouri in Tokyo Bay was the setting for the signing of the surrender terms, which officially brought the war with Japan to an end. General Douglas MacArthur, Supreme Commander for the Allies, joined Admirals Nimitz and Halsey and other top commanders aboard the Missouri.
On the KETR events calendar, A&M Commerce Campus Recreation is hosting free adult swim lessons for students and rec center members during the fall semester. Lessons take place on Tuesdays from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. starting tomorrow, and Wednesdays from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. And the lessons continue until October 16th. For more information, see events at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Krista McAuliffe, whose birthday was September 2nd. I touch the future. I teach. Our guest in the cafe this morning, well, we have two of them. We have the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, Jack Neal. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
And we have Hank Pickering from Wolf City, who's a big supporter of the Northeast Texas Trail.
Good morning, John Mark.
Good morning. Also a friend of the program, both of them. Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission recently announced $3.81 million in recreational trail grants. And Northeast Texas Trail did pretty well, Jack.
We did very well. We're very excited by that and very thankful for that. It's always great when you can get that kind of percentage of grants coming to this part of the state.
Well, it's about $1.1 million all told, right?
That's a lot of change.
And it's not bad.
The good part is we have a whole lot of work to get done with it.
Yeah, you cover a lot of territory.
130 miles, a little over that, actually.
And I don't know, there's quite a few other trails and what have you mentioned here. I don't know if any of them are quite as cover the same distance.
To this point, we're last I looked somewhere around the fifth longest trail in the country. So that's how big we are.
Okay, so almost a third of the funding, right, went to the Northeast Texas Trail. $200,000, Hank, for the Northeast Texas Trail in Wolf City. So talk a little bit about what that's going to do.
Yes, sir. We are super excited about that. That's going to allow us to improve drainage, get some base layer in, and asphalt 1.6 miles within the city limits to the city lakes. That'll make that portion of the trail accessible for the elderly, people to strollers, and pretty much all around. Then we can continue moving further out. With it, we're going to have safety bollards, signage, crosswalks, and it'll be very similar to what the trail, type of trail you'd see in a bigger town. And then once you get out of town, then you'll go back to kind of enjoying nature and all that.
I see. Yeah, so and most of the specific, and we'll get into the other ones because it's not just in Wolf City, obviously, that rail to trail phrase is mentioned in most of these.
Correct. That is, this is all, and the entire Northeast Texas Trail is a former railroad bed that has been rail banked, and really now it's going for sort of a different kind of transportation, obviously, and something that we think is benefiting all of Northeast Texas and beyond, because we're talking, as Hank and I have seen, you're talking bringing people in on bicycle tourism. We have hikers that come in, and that really does an awful lot for our community.
Mm-hmm. So it's $200,000 in Lamar County, and then in Red River County did especially well. It looks like more than $700,000, maybe $775,000 in Red River County.
Right, with three different projects, actually. So that's really exciting. And we have our areas that have been reasonably well developed so far, but some of them are really a little rustic still. So some of the work going on in Annona will be really taking some pretty rough looking trail right now, and getting things as we are in Wolf City, getting things really to the point where it's an enticing place for a family to spend some time.
We're talking with Jack Neal and with Hank Pickering with the Northeast Texas Trail, and the trail has received in the neighborhood of $1.1 million in grants from Texas Parks and Wildlife here recently. Hank, you mentioned, so in Wolf City, the trail will be asphalt.
Yes, sir.
In the city limits.
Within city limits.
And is that what will happen in the other communities?
Within most of the city limits, and that's a local decision, but pretty much across the trail, within city limits, it will be asphalt. Again, for handicapped access, for just, comfortable use within the cities. Then when you get out in the various counties that we're involved in, it's sort of a, crushed limestone, crushed granite type surface that also is great for biking and hiking.
Mm-hmm. You kind of want both, don't you?
Yeah, you really do. They're sort of different, and Hank can attest it. Different surfaces for different things. Yeah. Myself, I prefer riding. I do a lot of hiking as well. I really prefer some of the more rural crushed granite type stuff. It's a little softer on me. But when you're in a city, it's good to have some asphalt. Get the strollers out there and that kind of thing.
And it makes it more inclusive to where everybody can be involved in it. It's where you're reaching all segments of the community and also bringing the tourism in.
Mm-hmm. Different kinds of activities,
yes,
for different kinds of services. So it's $200,000 in the town of Annona, $174,000 approximately in Avery. All of these are Red River County. $200,000 in Clarksville and $200,000 for Red River County itself.
Absolutely. Wow. And it's important to mention, these are federal dollars that are coming back to us. And these aren't tax dollars that somebody's putting on to build trails. These are coming back as part of the federal tax on gasoline. And they're sort of, in my case, I love seeing money come back from Washington to Northeast Texas.
Sure, although it comes through the Texas Parks and
Wildlife
Department. Yeah. So I'm guessing you guys did some pretty good work on getting these grants.
Oh, we did, and it was a real group effort. It pulled the whole community together. We had three different fundraising events. We had several big donors step up. And between all that, we're able to get the match money to come up. And we're not stopping there. We're going to continue with everything this year and start stretching out amongst the other towns, kind of connecting the dots along the way.
Yeah. So in Wolf City, the part of the trail we're talking about is actually in the city limits.
Yes, sir.
Of Wolf City.
Yes, sir. It starts at the west side, moves on out to the east side, all the way to the city lakes. So a person could get on the trail at the trailhead, walk out to city lakes, walk around the lake, and then come back in the evening.
And how soon is this going to start?
We're looking at, it has to go out for bid and all that process.
Sure.
I'm an optimist. I'm hoping fall, winter ratio with real, the construction starting.
Guys, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Enjoyed it.
Jack Neal and Hank Pickering. Jack is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail. Hank Pickering, very involved in the Wolf City part of the trail. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.